Hey, what is up, guys? Altered State Podcast. I'm Brandon, that's John. This is episode 69. Insert joke here.
69.
He was laughing already.
I was ready for it.
Fucking Beavis over
there. But
I
wasn't. Who was worn 69? And aside from, like, the Waterboy. Didn't the Waterboy do that shit? Didn't they stick 69 on Bobby Boucher?
I don't recall, now that you say that. I don't think so. I could be wrong. I don't know, though.
I feel like there has to be, like...
I'm sure there's something.
In every fucking sports movie, there has to be some shit.
Right.
Like, in The Replacements, maybe Favs.
Oh, I guarantee 69. There's a 69 somewhere in there. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
I don't,
shit.
But I didn't do my research for that. Sorry.
See, that's the part that I don't do research for, but I feel like in this one I should have. I should have come prepared.
Honestly, I just felt awkward punching 69 just straight into a Google search.
Right.
Without first going to, you know, a Pornhub or something. I mean, come on. Let's preface it before we... don't just straight ask Google about 69.
Right.
You're going to get something you don't want to get.
It's a dangerous game, friend.
It is.
You don't want to go down that road.
Because trust me, the most hits is not the one you want to see first.
Dude, so speaking of this, Libby was telling me today, I guess her mom occasionally likes to, like, just buy shit for the girls randomly. Usually, like, clothes and shit she just likes shopping for. And Clara is, like, exclusively wears dresses. She fucking hates to wear pants.
Okay.
She's just dresses all the time. So now it's getting colder. We're, like, fighting her. We're like, hey, you can keep wearing dresses, but we got to put some leggings or shit under that.
Sure.
Like, it's fucking cold. And Holly, Libby's mom, found these, like, leggings with a skirt built into them,
okay.
I guess.
Sure.
And she texted it to Libby, like, hey, look it up. And Libby looked up the brand name, but the brand name is also a porn star's name. So Libby's, like, sitting on the couch this afternoon. She's like, John, what the fuck is going on? What is my mom sending me? I'm like,
right.
What do you mean? And she, like, turns her phone around. It's just, like, all hits of this porn star.
Nice.
Like,
nice.
We're trying to buy kids clothes.
Right.
I don't know what's going on here.
I was going to drop, like, a porn name, but I don't know any current name.
I didn't know the name.
I couldn't star my ass. I don't know your name.
Performer.
Right.
Performer.
Right. So what's new, man?
Oh, man.
Lots of things have happened. They haven't. Nothing much has happened.
Not as many things as I would like to happen.
I feel like new things are beginning to happen.
For sure.
I got a new South Park last week.
I heard it's hilarious.
It was so funny? Great.
Fox texts me.
Oh.
He, like, me, Fox, Sean, and Gibson have a thread that we always go back to.
Yeah.
And Fox texted it last night. He's like, who's seen the pandemic special?
So funny.
I was like, oh, I guess I need to now.
You'd love it. You'd love it. They make fun of everybody. You know, the people wearing their masks underneath. Hey, that chin diaper is not going to do you any good unless you pull it up over your dumb. but on all sides, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
People on all sides. And they make, like South Park always does, make some pretty good points on all sides. So you're like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. So
paying attention.
Right. But hilarious. Fucking hilarious.
Speaking of new shit that is a mockery, new SNL last night.
Yes, which is also fantastic.
Yeah, I was really pleased with that. The name change sketch.
The name change sketch
was
fantastic.
So funny,
that
man.
That was a great classic SNL type sketch.
Yeah, that felt like, seeing that sketch felt very much like Chris Rock was at home in it.
I can see, like, someone been holding on to that for, like, a while, be like, God damn it, why can't we use this? Like,
yeah.
This is thinking of new and improved horrible names.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was
one.
A pretty fun one, yeah.
Although the one they did, the NBA bubble draft.
That kind of died on me.
Well, that's what I was telling Libby about. I was like, that's a fucking great premise.
Yes.
And Chris Rock is the right performer, we were both saying the exact same thing.
Timing was off, or something, or maybe they missed a beat or a joke somewhere and never caught.
Yeah,
back
it just
up,
it never felt it never felt as good as it should have been.
Yeah, yeah, I love the idea.
Because conceptually, it's nailed. And I kept thinking I wanted to see Chris Rock in that being Chaka Luka.
Oh, sure.
I wanted that same.
Yeah.
I wanted that same fucking delivery.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But otherwise, I think it was great.
Me too.
Jim Carrey's Biden
was
fantastic. Funny, man.
Yep. Yeah, not to go off on another tangent, but did you see they want him as a Joker in the DCU?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
As a joke? Wait, huh?
Supposedly in the next Joker movie,
uh-huh,
there's going to be multiple Jokers.
Okay.
Because
sure,
what's his name probably
isn't
Arthur
the original Fleck or whatever. Yeah, it was like
the Joker we know as the Batman's foe. You know, he probably, right. You know, whatever. But they're also going to be playing around with the universe stuff. So might just made that worse.
Weird.
Yeah, yeah. I hope you can't hear that buzz. You hear that buzz? It doesn't bother me too much.
It's not bad.
Okay, okay.
I mean, in a movie that they're, if they're doing like a bunch of different Jokers, I think that could be fun.
Sure.
You know, I think he'd be interesting. I don't want to see him as the Joker.
I can't say. I'm not decided. I don't know what I want with that anymore. I really don't.
Because right.
I was really not a fan of Robert Pattinson going forward as the Batman, but the more I've seen that trailer and things like that, the more I'm like, okay, I'm good with this. I see, yeah. At least I see the vision.
I think the thing for me and the Joker is I like the idea of the Joker being played by an actor that I don't have a ton of preconceived notions about, because I think that's part of the Joker's character. You know, like there's a certain expectation I have of Jim Carrey because of the years of his career.
Sure.
And I think I'd be a fun Joker, but I want to be surprised more, you know? And I don't know. I don't think his Joker would surprise me.
I think it could really surprise you. I think if was someone who would, you'd have certain expectations and get something totally different, that would be the person you'd get it from.
See, I don't know. I don't think you'd get something.
But you would rather have someone new.
I'd rather have no expectations. Okay. Yeah, I'd rather it be
an unknown unknown.
Yeah, like a lower name, yeah. Or like, you know, say like Joaquin Phoenix is a fucking like he's a goddamn actor with a capital A. You know, okay. Like he's a dude that disappears into a role.
Yeah.
So I'm cool with that. He's a chameleon. You know, he's in that. I dare say he's in that like Daniel Day-Lewis school of acting.
Okay.
Of like, you know,
that's fair.
I become what I think Heath Ledger. I think the more he would have acted, we would have seen more of that. But I think Jim Carrey at this point, like, he's had a long, illustrious career. He's done a lot of funny shit. He's done a lot of dramatic shit. And I think he's very talented. But I think I know what Jim Carrey is capable of at this point.
Somewhere in that journey, he became the actor with the capital A, I think.
I don't know.
I think he did.
I think he might be an artist with a capital A because he's just so fucking out there.
That might be fair. That
but I think his acting chops are what they are. And maybe I'm wrong. I mean, fuck, I don't know the guy. But that's just...
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you knew the guy. My bad. Well, you know what? Forget the question. Forget it. Never mind. Fuck this.
We're wasting our time.
Oh, fuck this. Yeah, he was great as Biden. Move along.
Yeah. He was, though. He was surprisingly funny. Although, I feel like there was some real missed opportunities that... I hope they bring him back as Biden.
I'm pretty sure they plan on it.
Because I feel like there were some real missed opportunities, like... As much as, like... Trump is a very, like, laughable character only in the sense that you gotta laugh, otherwise you'll cry.
Yeah.
Joe Biden's also pretty fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's also pretty laughable.
Yes.
And I don't think they took as much advantage of, like, you can take more shots at Biden here because he's also...
Agreed.
I certainly think he is... Never mind. I'm not gonna go there as far as...
I think SNL,
he's got my vote,
yeah.
But
ever since
I don't feel fucking great about
ever
it.
Ever since Will Ferrell did George Bush, and everybody gives him credit for getting Bush elected. Because right. They're like, he made him seem like a dude you want to hang out with.
Yeah.
He's stupid as fuck, but goddamn it, you're going to party. You're going to have fun with that guy. Ever since then, SNL has been very weary of making...
Of humanizing politicians.
Politicians, I think, just they keep them at a little bit of a stand back.
I think that's probably fair.
They don't make them as, I don't know, fun. You know what I mean? They're more the butt of the joke as opposed to
being fun. Yeah.
Moving
like
the story.
I keep trying to think back, like in all the Obama years, I can't remember them doing like a particularly cool or fun Obama. Even
they had a few different people who went back and they never
officially
had an Obama person, which I think hurt them for a while. Like I remember Fred Armisen did a little bit, but it was mainly just making fun of big ears,
right?
You know, and you know, it was more, I mean, they did certain things, but it was never, you know, it wasn't Chevy Chase falling on a Christmas tree type stuff, and
right.
you know, that kind of stuff. So, but he never,
it wasn't Dana Carvey's George H.W. Bush.
It was not. No, no.
Which was fucking great.
Who people love too, right? So, you know,
or Jesus Christ, why can't I think of his name all of a sudden?
Phil Hartman's Clinton.
Phil Hartman did a great Clinton, but who did it after Hartman died? I can't. Daryl Hannah.
Daryl
did a very fucking good. Yes, did a very good Clinton.
He did big shoes to fill, and he did well with that.
Yeah. He did alarmingly well.
Yes. It took them a couple years after that, right, to find a good Clinton. I feel like they struggled for a little while. I feel like
I was pretty young at that point, so I don't have as much of a recollection of, like, okay. To me, like, you saying Phil Hartman brought it back for me, but like Daryl Hannah is the Clinton that I remember.
Sure. I think that's fair.
From you know, I mean, well, Phil Hartman died in what, 94 probably
something like that. Yeah,
you know, I was like 6 or 7 years old.
Yeah,
I only really got Hartman as I got older and fell back into it. And really, when I was in college, news radio was one of the early.
Oh, sure.
It was one of the early shows that when Netflix started streaming,
the great Joe Rogan vehicle,
right? Well, but no, like when they couldn't. You remember when Netflix first started streaming, and it was like they just had whatever they could fucking have,
right?
It wasn't, and news radio was one of those things.
Yeah.
For like a year, I watched the fuck out of news radio and totally fell in love with.
That's
Phil Hartman.
One of those shows that was extremely popular, and now you don't even really see. No one has it in syndication,
right?
It just kind of disappeared.
Great.
It was very good. It was very good.
But you know, I feel like there's kind of a family tree, from news radio to Spin City to Scrubs.
Okay.
I think all three of them share a lot of performers. Mm-hmm. They share a sensibility, and they were all very popular, but they all, and they all ran for a long time, but they all also kind of vanished very sadly when they were over.
Yeah.
You know, like, I fucking love Scrubs.
Like, see, three shows I never really watched much of any.
Really?
Episodes here and there when stuff, but never really got into any of those.
I saw very little Spin City.
Michael J. Fox, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And Richard Kind.
Yeah.
I
couldn't even tell you what that's about. Was that a newspaper?
No, it was it was political leaning. I think there I think it was kind of like the sitcom response to The West Wing.
Okay. So he's but I could be
totally off base. Yeah, like I said, I didn't watch it, but I feel like it was like political publicity.
What's the one where Charlie Sheen took over for him?
I think that's Spin City.
Spin City? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But like I fell in love with news radio after the fact, but Scrubs, I was all in from the beginning. Scrubs, I would still put in my top 5, maybe top 3 all-time sitcoms.
Wow.
I fucking love it.
It's funny you say that. I think it was on The Point, local radio show. They just pulled some random, I forget what website or what news organization.
Uh-huh.
Rated their top, I don't know what their rating system was based on, like their top 25 sitcoms of all time.
Yeah.
If you had, I mean, I know it's a quick little whatever. Can you give me a quick top 3, top 5, top of your head? Your top.
That are mine or that would be the shows?
Let's do both. What would you assume? I can't remember totally. I remember the top
3.
Okay,
so my assumptions.
Yeah.
Not mine, but
right.
My assumptions. Friends is in there.
Friends was like 2.
Cheers is in there.
Cheers was like number 6 or 7. That's what was kind of shocking me. Yeah.
Seinfeld is in there.
So I think Seinfeld was number 2 or 3.
How is it not number 1?
What the hell was number 1 now that I'm blanking on it?
I can't believe it.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Office was number 1.
Okay. The Office.
It was like The Office.
I would think... I would think fucking somehow 2.5 Men is on there.
I don't remember them saying that.
Good.
But
that's the show of all show like that. Well, I feel the same way about Friends and How I Met Your Mother. Really, those three.
That was in there as well, right?
Those three shows are like ragingly popular, and I just fundamentally don't understand how any of them are even a little bit funny.
Right. But it was almost a list clearly, and I'm not cutting you off. We'll go back to the list clearly made from someone 25 or under. Because there was no 80s. There was no, you know, all the great 80s stuff. I mean, Full House.
Fucking
there
Wings.
Was no nothing along the... Right, fucking Wings. That's not even... Was that a sitcom? That's more of a drama, right?
Was it?
I don't know. That was an hour show, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
I wasn't a big USA...
I only know that because my dad was all into the USA shit.
Say,
so when I was a kid,
right.
I saw a lot of Wings and fucking Northern Exposure.
Love Northern Exposure. I know of all those shows because they were all advertised during wrestling on USA Network on Monday nights.
I see.
Which, there's a wrestling pay-per-view tonight.
Just so wonderful.
Yeah. We won't talk about it too much, but we'll talk about it. Now I lost track of my train of thought. My bad.
Sitcoms. Out of the 80s.
Anyways, yeah. But, you know, I don't know. None of those were on that list. Well, it's like Archie Bunker type shit. All in the Family.
Oh, now you're back in like some 70s
shit. But none of that was mentioned on that list. How can that not be on the list?
Yeah, that's shocking.
All the big, you know, animation ones, Simpsons, Family Guy, South Park.
See, I almost feel like that's a different category.
I agree, too.
I wouldn't put anything animated in the all-time sitcom category. Not that it's not a sitcom, but it's just different.
Right.
You know, like I think...
It's a situational comedy, but it's not...
Right. I think Simpsons would be the one that would, like, initially maybe break that mold.
Because it kind of at least follows its...
Well, and because it was the first one. Like, there was no adult animated comedy to have it in a category with, you know?
I'm sure we could always find something.
I feel like after Simpsons, then you got Beavis and Butthead and King of the Hill.
Sure.
And then into Futurama and all the Seth MacFarlane shit.
It made it
shit.
More mainstream,
like,
of
all
course.
Of a sudden, right. All of those...
Right.
All of a sudden, it became a genre.
But MTV had all that stuff before The Simpsons were on. Like, all that Eon Flux and Liquid Television, that was just a little bit before...
Simpsons?
Simpsons stuff.
No shit.
Yeah, yeah. Because Simpsons came out of the Tracy Ullman show, which was an MTV show. No, that was a Fox show, I guess, wasn't it? Tracy Ullman show. Yeah, she had her own little... You know Tracy Ullman, the comedian?
Yeah.
She had her own little, like, Ben Stiller, Dana Carvey sketch comedy show. And they would do clips and skits. And what's his name?
Mike Judge
did quick little Homer and Bart, and next thing you know, it's...
Well, Mac Rennig is Simpsons.
I'm sorry, yes.
Mike Judge is Beavis and
Butthead. Yes.
And King of the Hill.
Yes, yeah. Which, that started through MTV Liquid Television stuff, but the...
Yeah, the Mike Judge stuff came out of SNL, didn't it?
Well, he did like Milton from The Office, and that stuff was...
Yeah.
Characters that he did as animation originally. Yeah. And then that grew. I don't know if he ever did. I don't recall ever seeing any.
I feel like Hank Hill
maybe
came
out
of that.
A version of that may have, yeah. I don't think he ever had a name.
And then Beavis and Butthead was straight MTV.
Correct.
But yeah, I think.
But then Hank Hill was also part of Beavis and Butthead. He was their neighbor.
That's what he came out of.
Yeah.
He came out of Beavis and Butthead, not out of SNL.
Yeah.
So it was really Milton and Office Space.
You boys whacking in my trailer?
Okay, yeah. So,
but Milton did also come out of SNL.
Right. Yes. So if I'm thinking, like, if I were to go all-time sitcoms, off the top of my head, without thinking too hard, I would go Cheers.
Of course.
Scrubs. Arrested Development.
Ooh, okay. It's
Parks
tough.
And Rec.
There's a lot out there.
I think
really...
I would put Parks and Rec there.
I asked
and
that,
then, like,
honestly, not thinking about it.
Right,
much,
there's
to know
so
where
much
I'm
more in there
either.
That, like, that fifth spot, there's a lot that competes.
You're going to be sitting around sometimes week going, fuck, what about that? I should have mentioned that. Yeah.
You know, there's 30 Rock, there's Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Sure.
There's a lot of sitcoms that I really fucking like. The Good Place was fucking wonderful.
I know.
I'm trying really hard to say delightful less because now my cousin who's been listening to the show back is like, man, John, I have never heard you say the word delightful so fucking much. Like, God damn it. You're right.
Yeah, it's delightful.
I say that shit too much. Delightful and charming.
I hadn't noticed as much. It hasn't bothered me as much, bro.
Oh, thanks. Not for nothing.
Not for nothing, bro. How you like that Sammy Adams?
That's not bad.
It's good, right?
It's pretty all right.
I thought of this a little bit. My sitcom stuff, I go a lot. This is weird. I don't think it's my favorite, but it's one that always sticks in my head. It's WKRP in Cincinnati.
Really?
I loved that show. And I still do to this day. If that's on, and it's on occasionally still. Channel 30 or whatever has
it. No shit.
Still love it. Dr. Johnny Fever, fucking love that.
Yeah.
But regardless of what she may have become, Roseanne was one of my favorite shows of all time.
I loved Roseanne as a kid.
It got no love on that list.
And that's astonishing because that show's objectively fucking great.
Right.
And that show... really launched John Goodman.
Oh my God,
who
right?
was a yeah. goddamn treasure.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, sure, I'm a little partial. He's a South County boy like myself, but like, John Goodman is the shit.
Agreed.
John Goodman is fucking wonderful.
Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah, Roseanne would compete in my top five.
Yeah.
I mean, it would challenge.
Yeah, I believe they mentioned the Connors in there. I think that was just to make sure they didn't mention her name.
Sure.
But yeah.
And I get it. You know.
Oh, she did not do great things.
She really shit the bed.
Absolutely. Anyways, we're not going to get into that. But yeah. I don't know. Nothing else pops in my head. I'm trying to do everything to not say The Big Bang Theory, but God damn it, I enjoyed
really?
The Big Bang Theory.
Really?
I did.
That much?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Maybe because it was, I mean, I'm not, The Office I love too, but.
I feel like Big Bang Theory is very.
Maybe it's just because it's so fresh in my head still and it's constantly on.
I think it's just very lowest common denominator. Like
yeah,
it's just,
yeah.
it's, it is entirely fine.
Yeah.
To me. Like yeah. when it's, like, that couldn't earn it that, like something has to be exceptionally good and interesting to, whereas like Big Bang Theory is. It's elevator music to me. It's
that's,
like,
that's fair.
All right. This is totally fine.
You're not going to catch me arguing hard for the includence of Big Bang Theory. I'm just saying I enjoyed it.
I've always taken a little bit of exception to the fact that they make nerds like the most unapproachable human beings alive. It really plays on like the 70s idea of what a nerd is. And like they
that's
make the
it,
and like the dude yeah. that owns the comic book store is just like a fucking loser piece of shit. Like,
yeah.
no man. Some of us think that's the fucking dream. All right,
but
we're
see,
not
you,
fucking.
You don't regulate. There's other comic book owners in the store, and they're pretty fucking cool.
Okay.
Or in the show, other guys are associated with other comic books. That just happens to be that guy.
Yeah, Stuart leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
But
man.
In the end, he gets a hot chick.
Does he?
He does. He ends up getting, you know.
I've only ever seen it on
saying,
in syndication.
All these nerds
I've
end
never,
up getting
like,
hot chicks,
it.
So it all, you know, it's all lies.
It's all bullshit and it's bad for you.
This is the only world where Johnny Galecki could anybody get anybody's hot as Kaylee Cuoco.
Johnny Galecki's pretty fucking all right, man.
Well, yeah, because of Roseanne, Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, but he's
Big Bang Theory.
Johnny Galecki is a funny fucking dude. He's not a bad looking guy. He's not a bad looking guy.
Don't.
Oh,
don't.
Your Johnny Galecki is the Johnny Galecki that you're seeing in Big Bang Theory where they dress him up to be. Johnny Galecki on the red carpet, or you see
yeah.
Johnny Galecki in a fucking magazine, you're like,
yeah.
oh, that's a classically good-looking fucking yeah. guy.
Actually, when I hear Johnny Galecki, I don't even go Big Bang Theory. I go right to David.
Right.
And
I go straight to
I go
Roseanne,
right to Roseanne.
For sure.
Right. Maybe probably even Christmas Vacation before I go to Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Can't see the line, can you, Russ?
Yeah.
Nope.
Nope.
I go there first. Maybe that's because I can't see the line.
Right.
So, but as far as other sitcoms, I don't know. I could probably go through my pops and find the answer you're looking for, but off the top of my head, nothing's coming to me.
Yeah.
And I hate that.
It's for sure. Like, Arrested Development is so insanely smart.
It is.
And so insanely unique.
Yeah.
Like, there has never been a sitcom that ambitious. As far as, like, they're making side jokes and delivering on them three seasons later.
Sure.
Like, jokes that you don't even notice. Like, you watch, I've seen Arrested Development beginning to end probably seven times. And every single time, I catch multiple jokes and multiple punchlines that I've missed before. Even in, like, six watchings.
That's a good show.
Like, it's so layered. And fucking Job. Why can't I think of his name all of a sudden? Will Arnett. Will Arnett's just everything in that show is.
Well, Will Arnett's not Job.
Perfect.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah. Will Arnett's Job.
Yeah.
Bateman is.
Yes.
Fucking George. Michael Cera's George. Like.
Yes.
That show is.
It's great.
Aces.
It's great.
It is aces.
I'm gonna take a. We're gonna take a quick break because I gotta go to the bathroom.
Okay.
But we're gonna talk more about Vin Diesel.
Hey man, it's me, Kevin Smith. Check out alteredstatecomics.com right now. I will wait. But while I'm waiting, I'm going to also tell you, go check out the Altered State podcast, man. They come straight out of St. Louis, Brandon and John, and they are there for all your pop culture needs. They're very orally accented. is what I'm saying, ladies and dudes. So there you go, man. AlteredStateComics.com. It's right there in the name.
And we're back. Just
oh,
like
we're
that.
Back. Oh, that was fantastic. Really needed that.
So it's funny. I know you want to bring up Vin Diesel.
No, please. Anything.
And the track.
Before, yes.
Well, it's really almost more of a segue. My buddy Mike that listens to the show.
Yeah.
Last Monday, I just wake up to a message from him. It's like, oh, buddy. And it was a link to the Vin Diesel track. Oh, it sounds like he's gargling marbles, man.
Here's what baffles me. This man has been paid millions and millions of dollars, not necessarily to act, just to voice certain things.
Uh-huh.
You would think he has someone who could tweak something. We listened to it after the show.
Uh-huh.
It's rough. Like, so, it's not even a good recording.
Right. It's not good.
No.
But I will say,
it's amazing.
EDM, like, dance music, trance music, not yeah. my jam no. from anybody. Yeah. So I'm not the right audience.
I listened to a little bit of that Marshmallow, whatever.
I don't fuck with any of that. But there is also the part of me that's like, you know, good for him.
Really?
Because the thing is, clearly this is a thing that makes him happy. Because he's got plenty of money. He's not out there trying to make a career or anything. Or maybe he is. But the guy's like, oh, I dig fucking dance music. You know what? I've got enough money. I've got my fucking MCU money. I've got my Fast and Furious money. Fuck it, man. Let's go for broke.
Okay.
And I respect that in a guy. I respect him diving in. Fucking good.
No,
I'm not saying I support it or want to listen to it, but I respect the move.
When you release a song like this, you might have the Fast and the Furious money and the XXX money, all that stuff you said. You put a song like this out, it tells me what you don't have are friends. Someone who did not say,
you got too many yes men.
VD. Which, by the way, I just realized his nickname is VD. That's even better.
Win.
VD. What are we doing? You don't need this. You don't need this, VD.
You don't need the smoke.
No. I know.
I don't know.
From my notes, all I wrote
down. I got
down,
respect for the hustle.
I wish
that's
people
all
could
I'm
see
saying.
This, but I just put Vin Diesel song. I was right. That's all I wrote.
Yeah, it's not a good song.
It's not.
It's objectively a very bad track.
Which, to his...
But my dude also is a big D&D guy, which he's one of us, man. And I'm not...
How dare you?
I'm not going to come for him.
I'm not convinced that's real. I've never seen proof. I've never seen proof.
Where's his tetrahedral die?
I don't know. I don't know. That's it was rough.
All I'm saying is I'm not coming for him.
Someone should.
He should have a friend.
I have no love for the man, but now I'm starting to feel bad for the man.
Yeah.
Because
I mean, don't feel too bad for him. I'm sure he's doing just fine.
Is his mom not around saying, Vinny, what are we doing, honey? Come on. Let's go hang out by the pool. We don't need this.
Let's pack it up.
Let's go drive one of your 9,000 cars or whatever it is. I'm assuming it's
drive them real fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And furiously.
Right. Let's go not call The Rock or whatever you do in your spare time. Right. You know, I don't know. Anyway, all right. That's enough of shit.
Go vandalize photos of The Rock like it's your ninth grade yearbook.
Right. Yeah. But how do you even draw like a mustache on The Rock? It's still probably a pretty sexy guy.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
It's not.
You're not fucking wrong. Go like, buy up all the VHS copies of The Pacifier.
Yeah, draw up a big cock next to his face. Everybody's like, oh, I wish that was my cock. No, I'll stop on that one. I'm not sure how we got off topic there. You know what's the worst piece of news I heard all week?
Oh, tell me. Regale me.
Fucking Rick Moranis.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Fuck everybody. I'm ready to burn it all to the fucking ground.
I mean, if 2020 wasn't all right, what the fuck?
No, that's not a 2020 is a bad year thing. I don't even have the words for how unacceptable.
Standing outside his building doing nothing.
Oh my God.
Taking a shot in the face.
A random act of violence towards just a true fucking treasure.
What the fuck?
A true Canadian treasure. It's heartbreaking.
You're never going to get him out of Canada ever again.
It is devastating that happened.
Did you see Ryan Reynolds' comment?
No.
He said he's sorry for exposing Rick Moranis to 2020. And he wish he would have waited until next year to put him in a commercial.
Dude.
What a horrible thing, man. Horrible thing.
Wayne Zielinski. He's Wayne Zielinski.
Didn't rob him. Didn't do anything.
Just socked him.
I know.
Ugh.
It's terrible.
It hurts my heart.
It does.
It hurts my heart that shit like that happens to anybody.
I know.
But especially Rick Moranis. Rick Moranis deserves all the good things in life and only the good things in life. After all of the joy he has brought to people and then tragically losing his wife and vanishing to raise his children like a true mensch that he is.
Yeah.
That man deserves all of the good things in life.
Agreed.
And to be on the receiving end of that, just it hurts my soul.
Not cool, man.
Not fucking cool.
Not cool.
Just purely fucked up.
Yeah. There's not much else to talk about as far as that goes, but
right.
What else you got going on?
So I may have manifested a thing.
Uh-oh.
Or at least the beginning of a thing, because this isn't perfect. But I feel really good about what is the path that we're on. I don't know if you recall this. It's been a while. Roundabout's last Christmas.
Okay.
So it was probably last December. Maybe even November when we started thinking Christmas. I was saying how I want these streaming services to give me the option of making like an episode playlist.
Right.
So I could like pick out my favorite holiday episodes.
Right. Sure.
You know, whether it be Hulu or Netflix or whatever, of all my various shows.
Right.
And hit play and let that run in the background. I wanted that.
Right.
And I felt like really, and I still feel astonished that we're in 2020 and we have everything we do and we don't have that.
You would think, right.
I can't playlist my favorite episodes of a show.
Right.
Even if it's not just for the holidays, just in general.
I agree.
But today, I'm on the Disney Plus and, I go to the collections and they have their Halloween collection out. My daughter Clara loves spooky shit. So I was all excited. I was like, yeah, let's get going. And you know how like the Disney Plus interface, it'll have like everything, like even like in the Halloween collection, it'll be like, all right, one line is movies. And then you go down, the next one is, you know, shorts and specials. And then the third one, Disney Channel original shows, Halloween episodes.
Oh, okay.
So it's just the Halloween episodes of just the Disney Channel original shows. So like,
so it's not your playlist.
It's not, right. It's made for you.
It's just a holiday playlist.
And you can't change, but like, I feel like that's a start.
Yeah.
Because I feel I really want that. Yeah. I really want that power to have my setup of like, oh, cool. I want, you know, these, only these three of the seven Christmas episodes of 30 Rock.
Right.
And I want all four Christmas episodes from the OC fucking twice.
Right.
And like, I want to be able to have that. So while I'm decorating, instead of fucking jumping around, I can just have that constantly going. All shit that I've seen before that I don't need to sit and engage with, but that brings me Christmas joy. Or holiday joy.
Sure. Halloween joy.
Right.
Yeah. I love it. I think it's great.
So when I saw Disney Plus having that preset version, I feel like that's a start.
I think so. Gotta start somewhere with that.
So I'm hoping by next year, by next Christmas, because nothing's gonna move that quickly, that we won't have Disney Plus will probably do the same fucking thing for Christmas.
Sure.
Where it's like, you know, the Disney Channel original shows Christmas episodes.
Right.
But I need to get to a place where Netflix and Hulu give me that option. In a big bad way.
My wife's over here filming us for some reason. I'm not sure why.
Because we look great.
That's
man.
What it is.
You should be.
That's what it
you
is.
You should be flattered. I wish my wife would do that. I wish she was that interested in what we did.
Yep.
With his cool socks.
Yep. I got my Darth Vader socks on today.
Hey man, those are cool socks.
Right? I know.
That's why you wear the man priest, so we can see the
You're
socks.
You're damn right. You're damn right. So. Jeez, see what I'm subject to, even in my own
the
home.
The ridicule.
Gosh.
Speaking of Disney Plus, another thing happened.
Please, yes.
So Disney Plus launched their watch party option. Do you give a shit about that?
No.
I don't get it.
No.
I didn't get it when, what was it, Netflix started doing, like,
I don't get it.
Neither.
I just don't.
Maybe it's for younger people, but I don't get the appeal or.
Right. There's a lot of shit that I don't. But even like for younger, like if you want to watch a movie together, watch it together.
Right.
Or if you're going to watch it at the same time, be on the phone.
Right.
Face it. Whatever.
I agree. Right.
I don't get it.
Me either.
Like watching a movie is not a social activity. It never has been a social activity.
No, it shouldn't be.
Like I don't get it.
Right.
When they announced it, and it was, you know, there was all the excitement around it. I was like, but fucking why?
Yep. Yeah. A movie comes on. Shut the fuck up.
Right. So, yeah. I don't want to see your face right now.
Absolutely.
I don't want to hear your voice.
Right. I'm paying specifically not to.
Right. I don't give a shit about your opinion right now. I'll watch this fucking movie. I want to engage with the content.
I got no other side for that one. I agree 100% on that one.
Yeah, it just kind of baffled me. I was like, huh. The demand was that high for that they could do that. They still can't give me my fucking playlist.
I don't think demand,
but
I don't know if they even care if demand is high for anything. They just have, this is what we're going to do. Let's try it. Or they're just doing what they're doing.
You get right, but they had get. To like they had to write the programming and shit for it. There had to be some sort of demand because they had to dedicate time and in turn manpower and in turn money to make it happen.
Yeah,
they're not doing shit for UNICEF's not in the streaming business, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
Like there had to be enough of a demand, or
what's,
like,
are you sure? What's Hulu?
No, Peacock.
Oh, Peacock.
For free.
That's right. Still can't say it right.
But they. You know, like Netflix started it, didn't they?
What's that?
Streaming? The watch party thing.
Yeah, but I never honestly. Right, I never, so, but I'm saying like I never did one.
So like if Netflix,
maybe they're amazing. I don't know.
I never did.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think I ever will, but like if Netflix did it, it must have gotten enough praise that Disney was like, yep, this is worth our time.
I guess. I mean, I never heard anybody say, you know what, that was fucking amazing. This
watch. Yeah.
I don't know what you're getting out of it.
I don't know.
I mean, occasionally they'll do it with, you know, I guess the star of the show or whatever.
Sure. Well, then it's like a commentary track.
Then it's right.
And I'm here for that.
I get something like that.
Yeah, let me get a live commentary track.
But just, yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's weird, man.
Yeah, don't want to get it because.
Me neither.
Doesn't sound like fun.
I don't need to.
Yeah.
It's for other people, but it's just, it's fucking weird, man.
Fucking weird,
I don't get it.
You know what's weird?
Huh.
What's pretty sweet? Jamie Foxx is coming back as Electro.
Dude, that is the ultimate Kevin Feige troll.
That blows up the entire thing. I mean, that pretty much, not confirms, but it opens the door for Tobey Maguire, for Garfield, for all that shit to come through on some level. It has to.
Because here's we got one of two things happening here. You've either got Sony saying like, yeah, we want to meld these universes. And we want to salvage some of the stuff that we did, so let's bring them into the multiverse. Option one. Option two. This has nothing to do with the Sony shit. Kevin Feige has been working with the people to make a script. They've written a great fucking script that involves Electro.
Right.
And they say, let me just flex my muscles. Let me just pull a big dick move. Cast the same guy. Do a different version of them that's 10 times fucking better just to show them how much fucking better at this job I am.
So just what, do that perk, like first J. Jonah Jameson?
Now right, just a troll job.
Yeah.
Well, I think the J. Jonah Jameson thing was different.
Yeah.
Because I think it was just, he was universally great and he's not like, he's always ever just like a side character.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, like, and I think that's a little different. This, I think, is either genuinely the same version of Electro,
right.
And they're trying to build a multiverse
right.
that includes the Sony shit, which seems very crazy to me.
Yeah.
Or Kevin Feige's just like, fuck it. I'll flex on him a little bit.
Maybe. I don't know which one I'd like better at this point.
I would like Kevin Feige flexing better.
Really?
I want to see the multiverse, the Spider-Verse versions that would bring back Toby and Andrew.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
But I objectively do not want to see that version of Electro again. I don't want to see that character design.
Right.
I don't want to see that motivation. I don't want that Electro in the MCU.
I don't think.
And I also don't want the other villains. I don't want that lizard.
Right. Regardless
in the MCU. I don't want that Green Goblin in the fucking MCU. I don't want any of it.
Oh, that's not good, because what I've heard is you're going to get all three.
Fucking Dane DeHaan's going to come back as Green Goblin?
I've heard you will
If fucking Dane DeHaan
is
Green Goblin again, I'm going to shit.
Yeah, three of the big bads from the other three Spider-Man movies will be involved in the upcoming Spider-Man 3.
You can bring me back William Dafoe.
Right.
Willem Dafoe is Green Goblin.
Yeah.
You can bring back James fucking Franco. Yeah,
of course.
You can bring the
I think Franco be down in a heartbeat.
The only things that, as far as I'm concerned, you cannot do, under no circumstance can you give me Dane DeHaan as Green Goblin, and under no circumstance can you give me fucking Eric Forman as Venom.
No, I don't think they want
I ain't seeing either one of them.
No, they don't want any part of that.
I don't want shit to do with either of those fucking
things. What Spider-Man was that? Three?
Three.
Yeah, they won't.
I don't want shit to do with it. I don't want none of it.
If you get, and I haven't heard which characters they were wanting to bring back, but I did hear three of the big bads, one of which we would assume would be Electro, unless they're going to change something completely. But then you would have to almost assume Green Goblin has to be in there in some form or another.
But that was such a
I'm not saying who
Green
or what,
Goblin.
But I could see it being a Franco or a Dafoe before the other guy.
Yeah, and it, like the Dane DeHaan, and I like Dane DeHaan, but that was just a train wreck of a movie.
It was.
From like everything about it. Although the death of Gwen Stacy scene, they did fucking nail. That like that whole movie is worth watching again.
Yeah.
Just for that like 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because they did Gwen Stacy's death beautifully.
Yeah.
And I also just, I feel bummed because I think the first Amazing Spider-Man wasn't bad.
Yeah, I didn't hate those movies at all. Yeah.
Oh, I hated the second one.
I didn't hate it.
The second one was awful.
Yeah.
The first one was totally fine.
Yeah, I didn't hate it.
But
I don't
feel
recall
like
much of it enough to hate it at this point.
I feel bummed because I think Andrew Garfield was a great Spider-Man. And I think what's her name? Emma Stone is a great Gwen Stacy.
Yeah, I agree. I like her, yeah.
And I think she would have been an even better MJ.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like those two talents were wasted. Especially in part two. Because they had two villains. And they were both somehow equally horrible. Like, and the thing is, like, I understand how you fuck up Electro.
Yeah.
Electro is that's a tough line to dance. It's a tough line to walk. It's a dangerous game. You gotta flirt with campiness. I get it.
Right.
I get how that could go wrong. You can't fuck up Green Goblin. That's the arch nemesis, man. That is one thing. You cannot fuck up Green Goblin.
I'm thinking about it too. Doc Ock has to be the other option, right?
Oh, man.
Because then you're slowly bringing the Sinister Six together if you start doing that.
Spider-Man 2. So I hope they don't do any. I hope they don't bring back Doc Ock.
Yeah.
Because I don't want anything to even touch the perfection of Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 2 still holds. Spider-Man 2 is, as far as I'm concerned, the best comic book movie that is non-MCU. And that fucking includes The Dark Knight. I went there.
Wow.
Spider-Man 2
wow.
is a perfect comic book movie.
Wow.
Dark Knight's a great fucking movie. It's a great crime movie. But it is that. It is
sure,
a crime
yeah.
movie that has people in masks. Fucking everything you love about a comic book, Spider-Man 2 is fucking nails.
Speaking,
it is the best.
Speaking of that, Christian Bale said he would do Flashpoint if Nolan signed off on it. So now he's putting it in somebody else's court, basically.
Interesting.
Yeah. So there you go.
Well, I mean, Warner Brothers clearly wants to spend all the money,
right.
So why not?
Yeah. Why doesn't it take some of it, right? You're going to pay me for a couple hours work
and
one
day? Is Warner Brothers, that's who's behind Tenet, right?
I believe so, yeah.
So isn't Nolan's in the,
so yeah,
he, Nolan's in the Warner Brothers business.
Yeah.
And Tenet, you know, because of the world we're in, didn't make enough money. So I'm sure Nolan's probably like, yeah, I can sign this and do no fucking work and catch a little side piece.
Executive producer credit all of a sudden.
All right,
yeah,
sure.
Okay. Yep.
Why not?
Yeah. They got to call me for that continuity question. Hey, did black man wear black in your movie? Yes. Cool. Here's a check. Thanks, man. Just want to make sure we kept it the same.
Yeah.
So.
I'd be down for that.
I would too, but once again, I almost chalk that up, especially just knowing, not knowing, because I know Christian Bale. Knowing his history, I can see it just being, I'm at home with nothing to do. Sure, fucking Nolan wants to do it, I'm in. You know what I mean? He just sounds like one of those pandemic things where everybody's just saying,
sure,
I'll do that.
But I also think in a Flashpoint movie, when they're doing like the multiverse, all of those different versions, all the different iterations of Spider-Man aren't going to have like equal screen time or value.
Of course not, right.
That like Christian Bale's probably like, yeah, I'll go to set for 2 hours.
Right.
Like, if he's in it, it's a cameo and nothing else.
Right.
He's probably not even wearing the cape and the cowl. He's walking through
any
as
dialogue.
Bruce Wayne.
Right.
You know, like, they could probably use archive footage.
He's still at that cafe with Morgan Freeman.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. I think they will give Michael Keaton a lot of action.
Yeah.
In that
movie. He's kind of supposed to be their Nick Fury going forward,
yeah.
Too. Kind of.
Well, I think
the multiverse as far.
And I think he just matters more.
Sure.
You know, like I think more people. I think as much as people love the Nolanverse, I think more people want to see Michael Keaton than Christian Bale.
Sure. Yeah.
And more people want to see Michael Keaton, and like I think. You know, you're. Ben Affleck's going to get a lot of action as Batman in that movie. Michael Keaton's going to get a lot of action as Batman. Anyone else they bring in will be in a cursory role at best. So if you get a Kilmer or a Clooney or a fucking Bale or a Kevin Conroy, it's going to be...
Well, having said that, you know, nothing says that all these Batmans have to be in the same movie. That, you know, we know Flashpoint is going to be a thing, but if Michael Keaton's going to be... navigating us through the DCU going forward in different, so Flashpoint could still take place in different places and those Batman could still have other places in those movies.
Okay.
Nothing says they're all in for one movie. You know, I'm not saying they're not, but if that movie goes well, I can see it's an easier sell to get
a
Clooney, a Val Kilmer, and you know, and do other things like that down the road.
I don't think it is.
Oh, I think it's easy.
I think the easy sell is look at every Spider-Man, look at every Batman coming back. You want to be a part of that. It's not, oh man, look at how well it worked with all these other Batmen. Don't you want the sloppy seconds of that? I don't think that's a sell for those guys.
Yeah.
Especially when you're, like, maybe it is for Val Kilmer because he's probably looking for a paycheck these days. But, like, that ain't going to do shit for Christian Bale or George Clooney.
No.
That's not going to get either of them back. The only thing that would bring them back is, like, look at how fucking cool this is that we could say we have them all together. Like they would more be apt. I am assuming.
I don't know.
They're
when
more
was the last
apt
time...
to sign up just for the sake of it being a completist.
And pandemic aside, but when's the last time Clooney had a hit movie?
When was the last time Clooney wanted a hit movie? He's in Mexico, fucking with his diplomat wife, drinking his own tequila, counting his own gajillions.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's not in the business of making hit movies anymore. He's going to make a movie exclusively because he thinks it's a fun movie.
So Ocean's 15?
Right. Yeah. I think he would come back for something. He's like, oh, here's
hang out
nine,
with my buddies.
Right. Here's nine people
Italy
that I've worked with before that I had fun with.
Right.
Yeah, man, this is a fun few weeks.
Get the studio to pay for vacation.
I can make a couple million dollars, and maybe it ends up being good, and I could make some more. All right, but he's not trying to make hit movies anymore. He's trying to have. He's shown up for Joel and Ethan Coen. He's shown up for the Coen brothers.
Yeah,
he's probably shown up for Steven Soderbergh if he calls. But
you know,
other than that,
and all this,
I don't think he fucking cares.
Flashpoint DCU crossover events with the WB and all that kind of stuff. You never who never got any love whatsoever. Alicia Silverstone. Never even talked about. Never talked about. Chris O'Donnell.
I'm a big fan of Chris O'Donnell's Robin. I think he was the best part of the Schumacher movies.
He was part of the Schumacher movies, I'll agree with that.
You're gonna tell me there were better parts of those movies?
I probably enjoyed Alfred in those movies more than him. Maybe not the second one where he talked about his sister the whole time. That was a little creepy.
Come on.
I mean, you have an autographed picture of your sister on your bed? That's weird. That's weird.
Come on.
Yeah.
An Alicia Silverstone.
Hacking Wiz. I remember, if I recall, the password of that movie was Peg.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are correct.
It was rough. Rough.
Yeah.
Took a hacking genius to get Peg.
Alicia Silverstone. Just
written on the autographed picture next to the computer.
What a strange career she had.
Yeah.
And she was like it.
Huge.
For like 3 years.
What was that?
And it started with Clueless. And then
what was that creepy movie she was in where she like obsessed on a guy, but she was a young girl? Cary Elwes was the guy.
Really?
Yeah. What the hell was that? It was right after Clueless came out.
I don't know.
And people were like, ooh. I mean, they didn't show her doing anything. Nothing. They didn't.
Yeah.
But it was
nothing racy.
She was trying to be a sexy.
Trying to be seductive.
So it was
shit.
Kind of, ooh. But the next thing you know, she's in the fucking Aerosmith videos stripping. So it's like, well, wait, I'm confused. Was was she too young in there? Because that's the same girl, right? It's still 1996. What's going on? And wait, that's his daughter too. Oh my god!
Because it's Steven Tyler, man.
Steven Tyler. Absolutely.
He exists outside of the time space continuum.
Oh, crazy shit.
For whatever fucking disgusting reason, he just continues to get a pass.
Right. Right. But yeah, she was huge in a bunch of the shit there for a while. She was big for a while.
Well, she was the Hollywood it girl.
Yeah.
After Clueless.
Yeah.
And then I feel like.
But did she make any more hit movies?
I feel like Batman killed her. I feel like her showing up as Batgirl was a big deal.
It wasn't Batman
that
killed her.
And then when
it went so badly. It was the, what the hell is this? Brendan Fraser movie. Like Back in Time or Back.
She was in a Brendan Fraser movie?
Yeah. It was rough. It was rough. He was like, was he like from the 50s or was she
Encino
from the 50s?
Man?
No.
Different time traveling yep. Brendan Fraser vehicle from the 90s?
Yep. Believe it or not. Yep.
My apologies.
Anyway, like, I want to say I can't believe I can't remember it, but I'm glad I can't remember it because there's no need to have that knowledge in my head. Even if it's empty space, it's better off than having that knowledge in my head. But yeah, I can't think of anything else she was in. That she was, people knew her more from the Aerosmith videos than being in movies at a certain point.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, Clueless was fucking huge.
It was,
man.
And then it was Clueless and Aerosmith movies, or Aerosmith videos, and that's end of list.
I don't know, man. Batgirl.
Right. End of list. It wouldn't surprise me if she leaves that off her resume.
It's not a very deep resume.
No, that's what I'm saying. We gotta do. The only bat boobs that I know of.
Yeah.
So
the only bat boobs we've seen.
Yep.
Or haven't.
Yeah, you know, just saw the outline of.
Yeah.
Someone had to make that.
But it was weird. I heard that was weird because that was the Bat Nipples movie.
That's right.
Where Batman and Robin had nipples, but she didn't
right.
Because that would have been weird.
That would have been weird.
And that's the funny dialogue. It's almost like, you know what? We can't put nipples on the bat boobs.
Yep.
That would be weird.
Yep.
But you know what? Let's keep them. Like that should have been where the conversation died. It should have been like, oh, if we can't put them on her, we probably just shouldn't put them anywhere, right? You're right. That was a silly idea. My bad.
Do you think there's one guy at the prosthetics department that was in charge of
the nipple crafter?
He's just the nipple guy.
He's just the nipple guy. He's Hollywood nipple guy.
He's the Hollywood nipple guy.
Probably. He does all of the pasties all over town.
Right, right.
He just has his little tackle box of like putty.
Like the faces of people and the prosthetic stuff. Does he just show up with just like a little, you know,
just
little,
his nipple kit.
Just a little mason jar. Just boop, yeah. That's all I need.
Just his nipple kit. His mind is a Rolodex of nipples.
Takes out a little thumb, what the hell, you know.
A little caliper?
I can't think of the name of it. Anyways, moving along.
Yeah.
A small thing. Takes a small thing out to measure the small nipple, is my point. God,
the caliper.
Damn it. Yeah, but it's like when you sew, you put the little
thimble?
Thimble. Thank you. I couldn't think of thimble. I think of thumb.
Why did you not say Monopoly?
I kept thinking thumb.
I'm the thimble always in Monopoly.
All I could think of was Thumbelina. And I couldn't think of it. All I could think of in my head was Thumbelina. That's all I got. The rest of my list, you're not going to like.
Wrestling?
It's all wrestling and Walking Dead.
Woot woot.
That's right. It's a rough night tonight, man. Lights are going to be out. We're going all night. Two new Walking Dead shows, wrestling pay-per-view.
So, Walking Dead, what's the hype with the new Walking Dead stuff? Educate me.
So, tonight is because once again of the pandemic, we had to wait for the season finale for last season's Walking Dead. So, episode 15, I think it is. It's like an hour and a half long episode. Like, the whole Whisperer War is wrapped up kind of tonight.
Okay.
And, you know, sets all that up. But then right after that is a new show called Walking Dead Worlds Beyond, which is an entirely new show, all new characters, and takes place...
An all-new vehicle for Chris Hardwick to talk to the cast.
Hopefully. Let's hope. Because Talking Dead is still on after that. Damn right. I love Chris Hardwick.
Right.
I like Chris Hardwick. I do. I don't watch The Wall, and I probably should. Enjoy some Chris Hardwick. I miss At Midnight.
I miss it. At Midnight was funny, man.
I still have the last episode.
That was a good show.
Recorded, and I still watch it from time to time. It's fun. It's fantastic.
Do you remember when they did, I can't remember if it was election night or if it was during the debates in 2016.
They had Trump and Bernie?
Yeah. They had Trump. Yeah, and that was a fucking great episode.
Yep.
That was so funny.
I mean, it was one of the great, you know, they don't have places like that, and they hadn't for a long time, and now they don't again, where you could see all kinds of comedians.
Yeah.
And kind of get an, who's the newest, new comedians stuff like that. You don't see that anymore.
That was like the most Comedy Central show in a long time.
Long time.
You know, like when they started that, it was like, oh, I feel like I'm back in the 90s in a good way.
Yep.
Not in a weird, shitty way.
Yep.
But in like, oh, this is the kind of programming.
Yep. Yeah, Comedy Central appears to be moving just pretty much strictly towards animation. Like, they still have live-action shows, but they're canceling Tosh.0. They've canceled every live-action show except that, what's the Asian woman? I forget her name.
Awkwafina
show. That's the only one that has one more season left on it, and they're assuming it'll be canceled after that.
I feel like the move for Comedy Central is to get out ahead of shit and try to transition into being an online, like a web-based comedy resource.
Yeah,
because like if we're thinking like trying to read the tea leaves here, cable's dead.
Yeah.
Streaming continues to prove that.
Right.
The only reason cable still exists is live sports,
probably,
and soon that's gonna crack.
Probably
there's going to be something there.
People have been saying that for a long time though about cable. It always just sticks around.
It does.
When satellite came out, people were like, oh, cable's dead.
Yeah, but this is different, man, because satellite's dead. I mean, like, that model of...
That interesting?
That model of viewing television is dead.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
And I think, like, the networks that will exist, I think all of your, like, edgy, good shit is going to go to Netflix. It's going to go to HBO Max. It's going to go, like, your Showtimes and Stars, your premium... cables that already have their own web services. That's where all your edgy shit's going.
Right.
Everything not edgy is going to be going to real networks. It's going to go to Fox. It's going to go to NBC. It's going to go to CBS.
Sure.
And I think, like, a lot of, you know, like, Comedy Central, Bravo, E, TBS, all of those are really just buoyed. But, like, that's why the sports haven't gone anywhere is because all the sports stuff is owned by Fox.
Yeah.
Fox also owns like a ton of those other networks. And so like, so does NBC Universal and all that. Like the networks own those cable channels. So they make you buy the package that includes those so you can pay dividends.
Right.
But that model is just continuing to go away.
Right.
That I think all of those ancillary specialty channels are either going to die or they're going to be adjusted to online services.
Right.
Because fucking 80% of them just exist on syndication anyway.
Well, it's funny you bring it up.
Like TBS is all just movies and syndication except for Conan and Full Frontal.
Right.
You know,
right.
Comedy Central, with the exception of The Daily Show and fucking South Park, is pretty much just syndicated shows.
Comedy Central's never going anywhere because they're South Park. People will pay to put Comedy Central on their platform just to have South Park. You know what I'm saying?
See, but I don't think that has the panache that it once did.
Oh, I disagree. I think it's a big sell for HBO Max right now.
For HBO Max?
Well, that's what I'm saying. But
I don't think
they're buying it right now.
I don't think people are keeping cable.
No. Well, I was going to say, this week, I always have HBO, pretty much, because I just have it. I liked Watchmen. There's always Westworld. There's always something I can usually find.
Uh-huh.
And then now, since I have HBO, I get
HBO Max.
HBO Max for free. So, whatever. Works out. This weekend, Showtime and Epix are free, and I haven't seen one thing that I would even consider watching once, let alone pay a subscription to watch on those two channels. I mean, there's nothing on here. I'm like, this is terrible. And I think it's because Netflix, Hulu, all the other great streaming places get all the other good shit.
Well, it's Netflix 100% killed Showtime.
Yeah.
Because Showtime in like the mid-2000s started making a run at HBO.
Right.
Because they had Weeds.
They had Dexter. Yes.
They had
good shows.
Californication.
Sure, yes.
They had that fucking Ray Donovan.
Yeah.
They had the Nurse Jackie. Like,
They
had Shameless.
Yeah.
Shameless is a Showtime show.
Right.
Like, so Showtime was really making its run
and
doing great shit. And then HBO or Netflix came out and Netflix was like, oh, we'll make our own content.
We'll do that.
Well, let's just hire those creators. So, like, Genji. Whoever. I can't think of who did Weeds. Then signed a Netflix deal where she made Orange is the New Black and where she made Teenage Bounty Hunters and all this other shit that would have gone to Showtime a few years ago.
Right.
And I think HBO, because it's HBO and it has, you know, 30 years of brand loyalty, has been able to outlast that. And Warner Brothers money behind it.
Sure.
Is able to outlast that. But in reality, who gives a shit about those networks? Those other ones, the other premiums.
I agree, right.
And you don't need a movie channel when you have Netflix.
You can't even get quality B porn out of Cinemax anymore. It's ridiculous. I mean, why do you buy? That's what you used to get Cinemax for when you were a kid.
Skinemax.
The only reason you got it. Manuel, Lost in Space. That kind of bullshit. Can't get it anymore, man.
Mm-mm-mm.
Nope. Not even like a nice, you know, sorority slasher cheerleader. You get nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, I think
useless.
I think cable's dead.
I don't. I mean, down. Yes, I don't think it will ever really disappear. It will take on a different form, but that's basically
it'll be streaming service.
That's basically what streaming is, though. It's just another form of cable.
It's not. It's sure. It's channels. It's a different thing.
It's same a different thing, way packaged.
Are you having a cable run into your house that plays a thing only on a set schedule?
It's the illusion of freedom.
No.
It's the illusion of freedom.
But
here's this box with all these movies, which really you're only going to watch 10 or 12.
But the streaming service is going to kill that model, which is going to kill a lot of channels.
I disagree.
Which is what I'm
getting. You want to know why? Because of lazy people like me. Sometimes I don't like to be, I don't know what I want to watch. I'll surf Netflix for 20 minutes. I'll surf Hulu for 20. I will surf all those platforms, come back to cable, and just tell me what to watch. Tell me what to watch.
I think you are the vast minority.
Oh, I doubt
sir.
It. I don't think so. I don't think so.
I think you are.
Many people go on there with no idea what they want to watch.
Oh, sure.
I scrolled through my wish list 20 times. Oh, yeah, watch. Nah, I don't want to watch it right now. I'll watch it next time. Watch this.
You're certainly not alone in that. But in saying, you know what, cable's a better option. No.
I find myself rating movies more on Netflix than I do watching them.
Like, really?
Oh, fuck yeah. Love that movie. Oh, yeah, I love that one, too. I don't want to watch it right now, but I loved it.
I don't know. I think as soon as...
Maybe I have no attention span. Maybe that's probably... I don't know.
As soon as the sports model shifts, I think that's the nail in the coffin for cable. As soon as they decide to go... Really, it's as soon as Fox decides to go... Because really, the regional Fox networks control baseball and hockey.
They're making so much off advertisers right now. How do they ever let that money go? And no, they're not going to get it from ads on
streaming services. Well, what's going to happen is, You know, those contracts are only for a couple of years and they have to renew.
Right.
It's next time they renew, that contract gets smaller.
Yeah.
And baseball, you know, let's just use baseball as the model. Baseball Cardinals, has to take what they can get.
Cardinals just signed their biggest contract of all time. Yankees have a $1 billion contract.
Yankees own their own network.
That's
though.
What I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. It's so, like, for the Yankees, they can just put their network. I would be surprised if that wasn't already streaming. If you're a Yankees fan, I bet you can buy the YES Network online.
Yeah, I mean, if you get
you
get the MLB package, you can stream whatever you want.
No, you can't.
Well, I thought you could. You
not in region or not in market. If I buy the MLB package, I cannot watch the Cardinals.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes online. No sense. That's ridiculous.
And that's everybody.
Oh, well, that's dumb.
Well, because they want you to get cable.
Why would you buy the package then?
Because they're getting the cable. Well, you would buy the package if you're my little sister.
If you're a bar.
Well, if you're a bar. Right. Or, like, say, my brother-in-law and little sister lived in D.C. for the last 8 years.
And want to watch. Right.
And they're Cardinals fans.
Sure.
Cool. All right. So, for them, it serves them.
Right. Right.
But they don't want.
Well, it's just because they can't. The law says they can't take away from local advertising money.
Right.
So, that's why they're.
So, and that would only hurt the MLB because the MLB's big source of revenue is those networks paying them for it. So the MLB won't undermine it. It is going to be when the individual networks that have the rights choose to go streaming. And in most markets, that it's a regional Fox affiliate, you know, with the exception of like the Yankees owning their own.
Right.
And, you know, in like the super big markets. But the vast majority of it is regional Fox or regional NBC Sports.
We shall see. This is one of those things we disagree on, so I don't know how we're going to make it manifest.
I need it to manifest because I need to just be able to buy Fox Sports Midwest. Because I'm so mad. I just canceled YouTube TV yesterday.
Yeah.
Because
you were that final holdout?
Well, no, because regional Fox canceled on them. Like, regional Fox was like, all right, we'll do it through October 1 so that people can, you know, finish watching. That was, at that point, both hockey and baseball went to the big stuff for playoffs. So they were like, so now it's just gone.
Right.
So it's like, I'm only paying, like, the $65 that I was paying for that, I was legitimately only paying for Fox Sports Midwest. Like, sure. I liked watching MLB Network because it was on. I liked being able to flip on TBS or Comedy Central and have a laugh. But, like, that type of content I can get anywhere else.
Sure.
I just – and I'm willing to pay $50 a fucking – I would pay $50 a month for a Fox Sports Midwest app.
Yeah.
Just to watch all of the Cardinals and Blues games.
Hmm. Make that happen.
Please.
Couldn't afford it.
But it won't happen because they want that – because they want to keep fucking Comedy Central afloat.
Right. Totally. Sorry.
They want to keep Bravo afloat.
New – I haven't seen this preview yet. What is this
movie? Is that Uma Thurman?
War with the Grandpa. It looked like Rob Riggle was in it. I'm pretty sure I saw De Niro in there all of a sudden. Like, what the hell was that? Anyways.
Huh.
Not important.
What the fuck was that trailer that we saw with Jackie Chan and Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Before we went on – scrolling through YouTube, was it The Mask? It looked like another
Iron Mask.
Another telling of the Man in the Iron Mask type thing, which the guy in the mask didn't show up till halfway through the damn trailer, and he was on. Yeah.
He looks like an ancillary character.
Yeah, it was Schwarzenegger, you know, in a powdery wig kind of look, but he was yet an executioner, maybe. I'm not sure what he was. British intelligence. I don't know what he was. He was a weird, his outfit didn't fit his surroundings. You know what I'm saying?
None of it. It looked like such a bizarrely designed film.
I'm saying it looked like, and no disrespect to BBC, but it looked like a cheap BBC.
It looked like an episode of Doctor Who.
Movie. Yeah. Yeah.
And I love Doctor Who.
It's one of those movies where you're like, okay, I don't love Jackie Chan. Don't hate the man, but I'll watch a Jackie Chan movie.
Yeah, man, Jackie Chan's fun to watch.
For the most part, I love me some Schwarzenegger. Two guys don't have a business doing a movie together, though. You know what I mean? It just does. At this point in their career,
would you say you like Schwarzenegger more than Jackie Chan?
I would.
That's fucking preposterous.
What? How so?
That is, Because Jackie Chan's awesome.
The Terminator.
One movie.
He did like 9 of those.
How many of them are good?
Terminator 2.
1 and 2.
2.
The 2 of them are good. He may have done 9 of them.
Kindergarten Cop.
That's a fun movie. Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, Predator.
That's a good movie.
Predator's fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You win.
I know.
I'll concede.
I know.
I'll concede that.
Damn right.
I just feel like I feel like Jackie Chan is just fucking cooler.
Twins. There's nothing cooler than that.
Eraser.
Total Recall. Yeah, so I don't even know how you would even, why you even started that argument. That's a ridiculous argument.
Yeah, it is.
Jackie Chan has like 9 million movies, and you know the title of like 5.
Rush Hour,
1 through like 2 or 3, whatever they got. You know what I mean?
Shanghai Nights.
Yeah, yeah.
Big Trouble in Little China.
No, that wasn't Jackie Chan.
That's Bruce Lee.
Yeah, that wasn't Bruce Lee either.
Who the fuck is that?
It was nobody. It was Kurt Russell and some random dude.
Kurt Russell. Yeah. What's the movie that I'm thinking of?
I have no idea. Enter the Dragon?
No.
That was Bruce Lee. The Last Dragon? That was not Bruce Lee. That was Bruce Leroy. That's what his character's name was. That wasn't me making shit up. Which you haven't watched, have you?
No.
We got to get on this one of these. We got to start doing a podcast where I pick a great movie that you've never seen that I love, and you pick a movie that I've, you know, we need to start doing that.
Okay.
And then we don't have to do a commentary during it.
But like B-movies.
Yeah, it can't be.
Yeah, it can't be like, no, this is a genuine masterpiece that you've somehow missed. It has to be like, this is a movie that I think is really fucking entertaining.
Right.
But is we're just going into it understanding
that it's not a great movie.
Fucking, it's best case scenario, it's a fine movie.
And chances
but it's a movie that I like.
Yes. It's of its time. Almost 100, you know what I mean? It's not going to come out today and be like, ooh, that's fantastic.
That works.
Yeah. But having said that, now that I think about it, The Last Dragon, which is basically just about a black guy who does martial arts. So it could come out today. It would just be like a Wesley Snipes movie.
Today or 2003?
Well, Wesley Snipes.
What's Wesley Snipes done since Blade 3, which was like fucking 05?
He did 5 years in jail.
Has he done anything since then?
You know what's funny? I just said nothing was on Showtime or Epix or whatever the hell. But you know what I did watch a little bit last night? Passenger 57. It was as awful as I remember it. But it makes me laugh because always bet on black. And then you got, what's the white guy's name who was in tons of terrible movies? Oh, my God, what's his name?
The white guy that was in tons of terrible movies.
Yeah.
That list is about as wide as the Grand fucking Canyon, dude.
Vin Diesel. No. I can't think of his name. Anyways, but he was goofy and ridiculous. It was just a ridiculous movie. To where, you know, some of the characters, their accents fade in and out occasionally. You know what I mean? Like a Vin Diesel type movie. God, I love shitting on that guy.
The Pacifier.
I love shitting on that guy. I didn't bring this up earlier.
I can tell, and I don't know why. That's not true.
You do. Watch a movie. You'll know why. I didn't bring this up because I don't really think anything will come out of it, and I didn't want to upset you.
Uh-oh.
Vin Diesel wants to voice one of the Ninja Turtles.
Fuck you.
53-year-old Vin Diesel.
I have been defending Vin Diesel.
Mutant Ninja
Turtle. I have been defending Vin Diesel all day because I don't like being mean. But God damn it.
Yeah.
That said,
who's your favorite? That's the one he wants to be.
Raphael.
I don't know.
That said, Vin Diesel could be Casey Jones.
See, I thought he had a better shot for Shredder. Just put one of the like a Bane mask on him and let him do his thing.
I could buy him as Shredder or Casey Jones. I wouldn't. He wouldn't be my preferred choice for either.
If they made him Casey Jones,
I could live with it.
That would kill me.
I could live with it. But if he's one of those turtles,
I have a Casey Jones T-shirt, and if I ever wore that, and someone goes, "Oh, big Vin Diesel fan," I would be. That might be it for me.
It's not live action. No one's gonna know. No one's going to know Vin Diesel.
You're telling me if I'm wearing a Groot t-shirt, someone's not going to say, oh, being a Vin Diesel fan?
Yes. I'm 100% telling you that.
I would say that just to be an asshole.
How many times have we been at conventions and people come up asking for Groot pops?
This is true.
And have you ever responded, oh, big Vin Diesel guy?
Fuck Vin Diesel.
Never. You've never said that. Say. You've always said, Here you go, ma'am.
Yes, right.
Because for some reason, people love Groot Pops.
Yes, people do love Groot Pops.
I feel like of all the pops that we've done, that we've moved through conventions,
we get asked for Groot more
than anything. I feel like we get asked for Groot more than anything else. Probably right.
Wrestling and Groot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of Vin Diesel fans out there.
You know what they don't have pops of that I'm so glad they don't? Fast and the Furious. They probably do. I just never
don't manifest.
I'm sure they do. They probably did a long time ago.
I don't know if they. I haven't seen
nine them. Movies. I'm sure there's something.
I mean, you're right. It would make sense for there to be.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, that's. I don't know. You know, that's a movie that's doesn't have any merchandising, but you seem like would be custom made for merchandising.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like everybody should be wearing. You know, I don't know. What are the douchebag t-shirts they wear? I can't think.
Ed Hardy?
Ed Hardy t-shirts and, yeah.
Is that even still a thing?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. You keep talking about, like, 2004 like it's now.
I know. God, I'm old.
It's not now.
I'm old.
Right.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I have to turn my phone off because I'm afraid I'll get wrestling updates.
Oh, so what's the match tonight?
Well, see, this is a little NXT. So it's WWE, but it's, you know, like the
minor leagues?
Yeah, per se. But I enjoy this right now. I enjoy NXT more than the Raw and the SmackDown stuff. It's just they seem a little hungrier.
Okay.
I enjoy it. It's not necessarily more brutal or anything like that, but it's a lot less storyline driven and just more
ooh, how matches. The fuck did
he right. More okay. Yeah, a little more like that. So
and that's more it blows my mind that they invest so much time into storylines.
Same here.
Because, like, you can tell me.
You can tell a story wrestling in the ring. Well, the thing is,
like, you could tell me that wrestling's 100% scripted, and I would still be impressed by the feats that I see inside the ring.
Right.
But if I, like, you will never get me to sit down and watch a 4.5-hour pay-per-view knowing that only 45 minutes of that's actually going to be in the ring.
Sure.
It just won't happen.
Right, right. And that's, I can't argue that. That's how it should be. I mean.
Yeah, like, I want to see that shit in, I want to see fucking grown adults do shit that doesn't make any sense to me physically. Totally. Like, that's fucking cool to see.
Right, right.
And I don't need fake hate to be entertained
by
a fucking
220
pound guy flying through the air. Like, that's fucking gnarly, man.
Right.
You don't need to fake hate each other for me to think, holy shit.
Right. Now, having said that, do I enjoy some of the soap opera-y storylines now and then? Sure. I mean, it gives you some place to do in the downtime, but I don't need it for the majority of the
show. It doesn't
need
to be the driver.
Absolutely. Give me a cool entrance song, a cool walkout, do some cool moves in the ring, do something stupid afterwards. I'm having a good time. You know what I mean? You play your cool song again. I just don't know how you cannot sit there, love wrestling. It's the American pastime, if you ask me.
It's
a little bit Americana.
Brandon.
It's Americana.
I mean, you're not wrong. It's certainly some sort of Americana. But, I mean, what's the American pastime?
You want to talk cable. Longest running episodic cable television program? Monday Night Raw. You know what it beat out?
Bonanza. Fucking Days of Our Lives or Bonanza. Some shit.
Bonanza was on like 25 years.
Yeah, like some shit that's also not impressive.
Oh, that would have been impressive. I mean, of course, they were only making like 3 shows back then during Bonanza. It was like Bonanza and Little House on the Prairie, like on the same lot. That's those 2 shows. That was about it. And then Mr. Rogers got the puppets. That was it. That was TV.
God damn you, Mr.
That's
Rogers.
That's where we've come, kids.
Fred Rogers, you American hero.
I don't have a lot. That's all I got, man. You know, I'll sit here and talk about wrestling for 20 more minutes, but what you got over there?
I'm trying to think. I think we've gone over the stuff that I had thought about.
Or we can shit on Vin Diesel some more.
That's a no for me, dog.
I didn't want to hate it. I didn't.
Yes, you did. True. Yeah, fuck out of here.
God, that was a great moment.
That shit-eating grin.
You know what I will say
you
this.
You didn't want to love it. You were scared you were going to love it.
For 2 seconds, I was nervous. I'm like, fuck this. What if this is good?
Right.
I can't. It's like if Machine Gun Kelly put out a song I like. I'm like, I can't.
He's the worst. That's a person I'll shit on.
Have you listened to that new album?
I mean, I've heard enough of it to know that it's fucking. It just sounds like they took the tracks from Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
Yeah.
And he's singing over it.
I didn't listen to it. You know, I listened to like, you know, a minute or a couple of each song. I gave it a shot.
Uh-huh.
I'll give it a shot. If I was 17, 18, 19, I would have fucking loved this record because it would have been Blink 182.
Well, that's I think that it's clearly it's a record of like it's for a generation of people
right.
that didn't have Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
Sure.
Because it's not even like it's a Blink record. It's specifically that record.
Right. It really is.
It yeah. is like the three songs that I've heard from it, they all have moments where like you really just hear the bass and the bass tone that like the production and bass tone in Take Off Your Pants and Jacket is 100% unique.
Yes.
There has never been bass sounding exactly like that specific clarity and tonality with bass being the rhythm driver opposed to the time. Like it is, I can pick that sound out of anywhere.
Absolutely.
And as soon as I heard that first MGK of this, I was like, oh, what?
Right.
Oh, that's that.
Right.
Yeah, and I love that.
I'm replaying it for you.
Then. I love that.
This is that fucking...
This is that bass tone. Right. And
are there intros? What's the intro?
From Feeling This.
Get Ready for Action. You know, yeah. It was almost the exact same...
It's the same drum beat.
Oh, my God. It's insane.
Like Travis Barker played on it.
True. Produced, but played too, but both, yeah.
But like, it's...
There's even a song, I forget the name of it, but at least they gave them credit, I realize, at the end. But to me, this was, you're trying too hard to get my age group, your age group of people, into your song. Without sampling Operation Ivy, he sings Knowledge, basically, in the middle of his fucking song. The hook is, all I know is that I don't know nothing. I'm like, what?
Fuck you.
But then I read down, and at least he credits Tim Armstrong and Lars, but at the same time, like, you're trying way too hard to...
No. He's not.
And not only that, but
the thing is,
it upset me.
He's not trying too hard because most people are going to listen to that and not know. And that's a win.
Or be like, oh, listen to him bringing back the punk from whatever.
No, it's not. People aren't going to recognize Op Ivy
in
that. They're not going to, like.
Because
the vast majority of his fan base is probably your son's age or younger.
Right.
You know, they're in the 15 to 21, 22 group.
Right. It upset me. Honestly, you know what upset me with? It upset me with Travis Barker. Because when I first heard it, I'm like, oh, dude, you should know better. You shouldn't have signed off on that. That's what? Like your heroes.
He's
Come on,
making guys. A bunch of money, though.
I know, but he doesn't need it.
And more importantly, it was probably Travis Barker that was like, yeah, do that.
I'm credit sure Team Arms,
credit Tim Armstrong and give him a paycheck.
Well, that's true.
Because
well,
I bet...
He didn't need either.
Just to put his name on it, though, I bet Tim Armstrong got a cut.
Oh, absolutely. You got writing credit on it. Credits on
that
song.
And that, you know, that's a slick move.
When I first heard it, I'm like, there's no way he's doing that. But he sure as fuck did it, man. So,
What a bummer. First he's beefing with Eminem, and then he's ripping off Blink. He just wants to be 2000. He wants to be our age.
Right.
Which sucks.
Right. I mean,
bro, stay your age. It's way cooler. It's way more fun to be 25 than it is to
be
40.
Well, yeah. Of course, he's got Megan Fox. It's good to be whatever he is.
Ain't that the truth?
You know what I'm saying? So
good for him.
I got nothing else, man.
No, man. I'm good.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See ya.